This is Serenity News, session number one for February and March. So I'm going to call everybody in. Give me just a minute. Okay, this year they're talking about the 2019 and the energies of 2019. It's really enhancing from last year, and the vibrational shifting is going at a much higher pace. And what they're showing me is that anything that we as human beings give energy to is exactly what's going to come back to us, whether we perceive it as negative or positive, is how it's going to show up. So go ahead, Jeffrey.
So, again, it's the thoughts, well, it's where we put our energy, what we think, or where our mind goes. So it's about the mind and trying to control things. Is that fair?
Yes. It's about whether you give energy to a driven state from within, from the essence of who you are, guiding your path to open up or go on that path, or whether your analytical mind is going to control the outcome of how you get there. What we would say is validate how you feel over the judgment and the excuses of the mind.
Okay. Well, when you say giving energy to, practically, what does that mean?
What that means is the more that you focus on the negative, that's what you're going to bring to you. The more that you focus on the desires of life and open up to the expansion of that and move through your own fears, the more that you're going to get in a positive way.
Okay, so like emotional energy and thought are both types of energy in a sense that you're putting towards it.
Yeah, emotional, when the analytical mind and the essence of who you are aligned by that driven state, then everything really truly falls into place, okay? So on energetics, in other words, give you a little example. Let's say that you spend the majority of your time being frustrated because of what you hear outside of you, whether it's the media, whether it's the people that you surround yourself with, okay? Then what we would say is the more struggle you're going to have in life. As you align yourself to your desires of life and align yourself with the people that have similar, the less struggle you're going to have. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is it safe to say that detachment is really important from those analytical things?
Yes.
Here.
Yes. The more that you are detached from the whims of the mind, the chaos of the mind, the more that you can validate your feelings by allowing yourself to just flow. By flowing, what happens is that keeps the mind off the side of the road, and it keeps you on your path of less struggle.
Okay. Regarding health, is there any significant guidance on that or something you want us to know?
Health is more, especially with the vibrational shifting, health is very important that you keep enough water and minerals in the body and also pay attention to what it likes and what it don't like. It's also a benefit to stay away from as much stress as you can, as that also depletes the body of everything that it requires in order to be all right. And it's also really important to keep your emotions as neutral as possible. And also when you're moving forward in life, anything that creates a great deal of frustration, learn to look at it differently or simply set it free.
Okay. Regarding this year, I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing this beautiful snowfall on the trees. And I'm wondering what the, you know, can you give us any indication of what this year looks like, kind of from that, you know, we're going to hear warning signs and stuff from different people, but what's the big picture, I guess, of the environment for the planet?
Well, the big picture is because of the vibrational shifting, everybody's going to experience something a little bit different. The weather patterns are going to be what we would call more chaotic, although it would be cyclic. We've been here and done this for eons of time, and also it's important that what we would say is just get a couple of things aligned that you would need in case you lose power, because there will be a lot more of that going on. There will be some places that will be uninhabitable, they're saying, and other places that will change climate. Climate changes will end up being different. Some places will become more tropical, and others will become the opposite of what they are. And it won't be what we would call huge. It will just be different signs of the times. That's all it is. And there's a lot of division in what that means, particularly in the science community.
Okay. Is it safe to say, well, for example, in most cases, will it be more of a shift than a sudden change as far as,
yes,
you know, we've already seen, you know, some places are becoming more arid or more wet, and these patterns will just continue to shift as they're kind of proceeding now. Is that safe to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and there's many that are attempting to make something bigger than what it really is. It's just a part of cyclic change. It's been around ever since there's been an Earth. And understand that some areas will feel it more than other areas, and that's because it's the part of the Earth on an energetic level that requires that shifting. And some groups will experience more than other groups.
Okay. And by groups, you mean like geographic regions or areas?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
There's more coming. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Okay. There you go. That brings serenity. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Anything else you'd like to give us before we end the thing?
No, it sounds like that's it.
Thank
okay.
You.
Bye-bye.